Hello, it's the 13th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The name of the only fatality from the 4th of July Redwood Grove blast in Bedford has been released to the public by Beds Police. The victim was identified to family members 4 days after the incident as 43-year-old Rena James. John Murphy, Beds Police Chief Superintendent, confirmed that specialist family liaison officers are working with her family. The cause of the explosion is still unknown, although some limited demolition work is expected to begin later this week, allowing for the investigation to move forward. Chief Murphy added, "Until we can access the site, we remain open-minded to the cause, and detectives are following up numerous lines of inquiry together with the fire service." The Uniform Exchange and Learning Locker Shops run by Level Trust in Luton provides free school uniform to families in need and those currently impacted by the cost of living increases. Outgrown uniforms in good condition can also be donated to the exchange located in the Mall close to Sports Direct. Soaring energy costs could lead to a number of schools in Bedford to consider a reduction in support staff and also a shorter school week this winter. In addition, teachers who commute to work could abandon their current employment in favour of options closer to home as a result of increasing petrol prices. National Education Union representative Deirdre Murphy said the issue needs to be addressed and believes the outcome could be actually terrifying for schools. Donna Goggins, a well-known staple of the Bedford music scene and Pearl Jam superfan who recently died, was honoured by its lead singer Eddie Verdi at a London concert in Hyde Park. The tribute was a result of her best friend Jay Worrell's efforts, along with those other members of the social media fan club. That's all I have today, but I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.